beautiful Monday morning to all. The Monday after Christmas. It is still in the middle of Chanukah. I hope everyone is having a blessed holiday season and are realizing that you can praise God anywhere you are, whether you're on vacation, staycation, whether you're back to work. God is everywhere. Please sing with Brandon Lake on his beautiful Praise You Anywhere. Thank you for joining me on WWDB Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky. I hope you got together and will be getting together this week again with your family and friends to celebrate New Year's, to celebrate the continuation of the holiday season. Don't forget to count your blessings everywhere you may be. Count your blessings one by one to see what God has done. Sing with Seth Schluter on his Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle. Scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done. I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. All that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'm running out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings. Oh, and I can't count that high. And I know that seasons never last forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful. All the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
There will be so many new people that you will meet during the holiday season, whether you're out shopping, at restaurants, wherever you may be. We are all created in the image of God. So whenever you meet a new person in your life, they come into your life for a reason. And you just have to find out that reason. So be nice to everyone, not only in the holiday season, but bring blessings throughout the year. Or as Danny Gokey sings, love God, love people.
We're gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready?
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more. My love, I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love. Peace in the kingdom. Knowing life can be found, love can be loud, 'cause love is what it's all about. Tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. No more complicated things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
hurts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. Yeah, it's really so simple.
Please, as we go into the new year of 2025, realize that prayer is so important, and don't be turned away by the word prayer. It's just a word that means a conversation with God. And have that conversation with God just like you would with a friend, a family member. You don't know how prayer can change things in your life for the better and for all those in your circle of love and your circle of love. Please listen to these wonderful words by Steve Harvey. Prayer changes things.
I grew up in a place, man, that was, you had to be something else you come up out of there. Prayer changes things. I was told I would never be nothing. Prayer changes things. I flunked out of school. Prayer changes things. I'm on my third marriage, lost everything I've owned twice. I've been homeless and lived in a car for 3 years. Prayer changes things. The cool thing about prayer is the one thing that's available to everybody at any given time. Do you know that I like talking to him even when I don't really need nothing? So when I do need something, I don't want to have to introduce myself to him.
In this holiday season, if you happen to be in the valley in one or more aspects of your life, financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, know that each and every day is a new day of grace and mercy from God. New daily bread, new manna from heaven. Just have faith. Sing with Blanca and Torrin Wells on their wonderful Something Better.
It's been a couple years, I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, to carry on, yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
You never leave and you really don't. A kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you I know story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know.
Something better. Ha, ha, ha.
always, always realize that everything you say and everything you do should be in the image of God, for we are born in the image of God. We live through the wonders and miracles that God gives us each and every day. And if you acknowledge that, everything you do and everything you say, when you put God first in everything you do, will be blessed. Please sing with Consumed by Fire on their beautiful First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. All I wanna see.
Certainly during the holiday season, I hope you realize that God is always with you. The Hebrew word Emmanuel means God is with us. Never doubt, even in the bad times, the sad times, that God is with you wherever you may be. You just have to be in a constant continuation of prayer each and every day and give thanks. Always have an attitude of gratitude. Listen to these words by Stephen Furtick when he speaks about, is God even still with me?
Sometimes the proof that your prayers and faith are working is that the opposition increases. Good God, help me get this message to the back row. Because somebody has been wondering, is God even still with me? Is God using me? Is this even worth it? But there's something about that that should let you know that if the devil showed up in the first place, there must be something important. And he must be defending his territory, or else he wouldn't bother with you.
God has known you before you were born, and certainly God knows you now. We may be as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each and every one of us. Sing with the beautiful Known by Torrin Wells.
It's so unusual, it's frightening. You see right through the mess inside me. And you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again. And I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you'd give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? Now I cannot find the reasons why you'd give me so much.
Give thanks to God this morning with the thousands upon thousands of seconds in each and every day. Did you take one of those seconds to say, thank you, God? This is the day the Lord has made. I know that you woke me up this morning for my purpose and my mission, and I will do my very best to fulfill that for myself and for those in my community. Please sing with Chris Tomlin on his Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girls,
dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Weighing up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor.
You know, there are times when things aren't going as well. We're in the valley, but we want to be up on the hilltop. But please know the sad times are just temporary. You just have to have faith, and God will bring you down the road you need to go and the doors that you need to go through. Have no fear. You got to talk to yourself. But more importantly, you have to talk to God and say, God, I know there's a reason that you have me in this place right now. I trust in you. On that theme, listen to these words by Derek Carr, a wonderful quarterback of the NFL. When he was benched and he needed to bring himself out of that valley onto the hilltop. Please join with Derek Carr when he speaks about the preaching after being benched.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to come at you. I'm a little fired up these past couple weeks. I've gone through some stuff a little bit, right? And I found out that nothing can get me down. Nothing can take my feet out from under me. There's nothing that can come against me where I'm not going to win in the end. There's nothing that can come against my household where the Spirit of God breaks it free and says, we don't need to worry about that. Y'all know how many text messages I've gotten saying, are you okay? Stop asking if I'm okay. You don't really know me if you're asking if I'm okay. You don't know the God that I know. I'm just kidding. I love when people say, because I'm like, man, y'all really love me. Thank you. Thank you so much for praying for me. Yes, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But y'all understand my heart. We got to get out of the negativity. We got to stop complaining. What are those things that are holding you captive? Quit being comfortable there. It's easy to stay there. It's easy to point the finger at other people. It's easy to blame others. Trust me, I had a lot of family members trying to do that for me. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. That's comfortable for me. It really could be a comfortable place, but I'm going to step out of that. I'm going to say, I just can't wait to be better myself. I'm just going to keep striving to be the best version of me that I could be. I'm going to keep trying to be better for whatever I do next. I'm going to keep trying to, and it's uncomfortable. It's so easy to do it the other way. It's so easy to do this. It's so easy to do that. But instead, I said, Lord, what is it that you're trying to reveal to me in this season? Lord, what is it that you're trying to do in my heart in this season? Patience? Forgiveness? Do they deserve it? Doesn't matter. It's not. He didn't ask me if they deserve it. He didn't ask me if they deserve that. That wasn't on the agenda for me. The agenda for me was just forgive. The agenda for me was have peace. How? In my presence. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But we got to get out of this place of this comfortableness in this captivity. We can't. 9 years, one place. It's been hard. I always make this joke. I said, franchises are heavy. Franchises are heavy to carry. They're heavy. But aren't we thankful that whatever it is that God has asked you to do, that he can be the one to say, why don't you just put it in my hands? Why don't you just give it back to me? I have walked through the hardest times of my life, not knowing if my son was going to make it, not knowing if my grandpa was going to make it, not knowing what's next, not knowing my next step, not knowing these things. And I've walked through these times with an absolute peace and a grace that has covered me.
Always, always have words of scripture on your tongue that you know by heart. So wherever you may be, in the car, in a store, at work, it doesn't matter. You can pull those words of God out and you can realize that the words of God will shine on you and make blessings in your heart, soul, and mind, so you can have a blessed day and give blessings to others. On that theme, join with Toby Mack on his Speak Life.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. Twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. You say, raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher, spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
Did you look up today and say, thank you, God? I know there's a reason that I am alive today. We certainly realize that there were those who went to bed last night and they are not alive now. And we also realize that we are. And there is a reason. The reason may not just be for us. The reason may be for others in our lives. Please remember during this holiday season and always that so many people depend on you. There's a reason that you are alive today. There is a reason that you are here to bring blessings to others. So look up and say, thank you, God, for allowing me to be here today. In Your Beautiful World, sing with Lauren Daigle on her Look Up, Child.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child.
You know, laughter is a blessing from God. We read in the book of Proverbs that laughter is the best medicine. And certainly it is medicine for those down, for those looking to bring cheer and joy to their lives in this holiday and whenever. One of my favorite jokes is by Joel Osteen when he talks about praying brothers. Enjoy.
I heard about these two brothers, ages 4 and 6. They were spending the night at their grandmother's house. She told them before they went to bed to make sure they said their prayers. They went in the bedroom, got down on their knees, and the youngest brother started praying at the top of his lungs. God, I pray for a new bicycle. I pray for a new PlayStation. I pray for a new puppy. His brother stopped him and said, why are you screaming? God isn't deaf. He said, I know that, but grandmother is.
We know that each and every day is a new opportunity to bring the best in our lives to others. But we need to sleep each night. We need to renew. We need to rejuvenate. But you know who doesn't need to renew and rejuvenate? That is God. So when you go to bed, give your problems to God. And when you are sleeping, God will work on them. And when you wake up, God will give you the answers that you need to make your world and the world of those in your circle of love even better. So listen to these words by Candace and Kirk Cameron when they speak about renewing your mind.
What are some of the ways that you are able to continually renew your mind?
Obviously, reading the Bible and reading scripture. And I don't know about you, as an actor, I'll tell you, I have a hard time with scripture memorization. And some people would say, but you memorize lines for a living. And I do, and I can memorize very quickly. The problem is I throw it out very quickly. Whatever I say that day with lines, I don't have to say it the next day, so it leaves my brain. I'm trying to put together some new practices so I can remember that. What I know to be true, because it's my job, is that the easiest way to memorize is repetition, repetition, repetition. So it's just a reminder that whatever scripture you want to memorize, keep reading it every day.
Yep.
Every day, every day, and you won't forget it.
Again, thank you for joining me today on Morning Light on WWDB. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and for those who celebrate Hanukkah, I hope it's going so well with the Festival of Lights, and please always acknowledge how very blessed you are. We close today on Cain's I'm So Blessed.
Child of God, on my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day.
And on that, as we always say, pray more, worry less.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fake till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy.
There will be joy.